Joining us on the farm programme, we have Mr. Stephen Coppinger, solicitor with Walsh & Partners, 17 South Mallon, Cork City. And your speciality as a solicitor, Stephen, I understand, is litigation. But in general terms, farmers need to be kept up to speed with regard to new developments taking place which would affect them. What are the key legal issues farmers should consider when using the internet or social media in the course of their employment or in a personal capacity?
John, the two key issues I hope to discuss today in the interview are there any limits or restrictions as to what a person can say on the internet or social media, and what is the law in respect of this? The second issue I'd like to discuss is what is the law in respect of data that an organisation or employer may hold in respect of an individual, and what rights do individuals have in this regard?
Slightly older people, beyond a certain age, they might not be totally au fait with internet and social media, but at the same time, they may be very important business people or important farmers or people employing staff, etc. Could I just turn to the law of defamation? What is the law of defamation? And by expressing an opinion, you know, making an opinion, expressing an opinion or making a statement, again, on the social media site, on a social media site, such as, we'll say, a post on Facebook, can you potentially be liable under the law of defamation?
Before I discuss the law of defamation, I might just briefly give a background of freedom of expression and what that is. It's enshrined in Article 40.61 of the Irish Constitution, which provides that the state guarantees liberty for the rights of its citizens to express freely their convictions and opinion, which is subject to public order and morality. This right's also protected under international and European law, in particular the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union. Article 11 of this charter specifically states that everyone has the right to freedom of expression, and this right shall include freedom to hold opinions and to receive and impart information and ideas without interference by public authority and regardless of frontiers. However, John, as I said, there are restrictions to these rights, and this right can be restricted if a court took a view that this could have an impact on public order or morality. In a wider context, separate to your right to freedom of expression, I just might mention that in certain circumstances, you could be criminally prosecuted for an opinion or statement such as incitement to hatred, which is prohibited by legislation in Ireland from an act in 1989. This might be particularly pertinent, for instance, to a post on Facebook. When making a statement or expressing an opinion on social media or the internet, it's very important that you're aware of the law of defamation.
Now, staying with the law of defamation, are there defences to potentially making a defamatory statement? How can you couch your opinion, or are there any steps you can take or any attitude or things you ought to bear in mind when expressing an opinion on a site? So are there defences to potentially making a defamatory statement?
There certainly are defences, but I might just give a little bit of background first as to what the actual law of defamation is, if you don't mind. Firstly, it's governed by the Defamation Act 2009. A defamatory statement is one which tends to injure a person's reputation in the eyes of reasonable members of society. Further, to be an actual defamatory statement, three criteria normally need to be met, John, which are, firstly, it must be published, secondly, it must refer to the complainant, and thirdly, it must be false. In order to prove publication, it's necessary to show at least one person received a communication and that his opinion of the subject was lowered as a result. However, a jury may take into account the extent of the publication, particularly when it's on the internet, when considering damages, including the extent of the publication. Accordingly, I would be of the view a defamatory statement certainly could be made on social media, and the courts have ruled on this. If the defamation is then proven, the complainant may receive damages from the court, or the person who made the statement may be required to apologise. In respect of defences to defamation, the most common defence, John, would be justification. In order to avail of this, you'll need to prove that the statement is true in all material respects. This defence may still be used even as truth of every allegation is not proved, as long as the unproven words do not materially injure the plaintiff's reputation in the light of the remaining allegation. Another potential defence would be the honest opinion defence, which would be that at the time of the statement was made, you believed it was true, and this was based on allegation of facts which were known to those whom the statement was published to. Another potential defence would be the defence of fair and reasonable publication on a matter of public interest, which is where a statement was in good faith on a discussion of public interest. As I mentioned, there certainly have been cases in Ireland where judges have awarded damages for defamatory statements on Facebook. My advice in respect of this is that people need to use common sense, and you need to think before you post something potentially defamatory and try to refrain yourself from doing it. It's also advisable not to repost a potential defamatory statement, and if you become aware of such a statement, I'd advise that you report it to your social media network or provider.
People ought to be extremely careful what they post on their social media or what they say on an email message on the internet, because slightly older people might be so used to talking on the phone and not realising the importance of what they say or the implications of a throwaway comment. In fact, while there are defences to potentially making a defamatory statement, this is something people ought to be extremely careful about vis-a-vis using the social media.
Yes, I certainly would urge caution in this respect.
People have become more and more aware and more sensitive regarding information held by organisations on them. So as an individual, what rights do I have in respect of data pertaining to me held by any organisation, whether it's a public or private organisation?
I just might mention first a right of privacy, which is governed by Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights. This specifically provides a right to respect for one's private and family life, his home and his correspondence, which is subject to certain restrictions. The European Court of Human Rights has given this article a very broad interpretation in its jurisprudence. European courts have previously ruled that the collection of information by officials of the state about an individual without their consent falls within the scope of Article 8. An example of this would include gathering information for census, recording fingerprints and photographs in a police register, and collecting medical data or details. All of above have been judged that they have raised data privacy issues in the past. If there is state interference with a person's privacy, it will only be acceptable if this interference is in accordance with the law, pursues a legitimate goal, and is necessary in a democratic society. There is specific legislation in Ireland, which is the Data Protection Acts of 1988 and 2003. When you normally give your personal details to an organisation or individual, they have a duty to keep these details private and safe. This process is known as data protection. Organisations or individuals who control the contents and use of your personal data are normally called data controllers. On a day-to-day basis, most people would give information about themselves to groups such as employers, government bodies, banks, insurance companies, medical professionals, or telephone companies to use their services. You have a right to data protection when your details are normally held on a computer, paper, or a filing system. Data protection rights will help you to make sure that the information stored about you is factually correct, only available to those who should have it, and is only used for stated purposes. You have a range of rights when a person or organization takes and records your personal details, and these rights can be raised with the Data Protection Commissioner in Ireland. If you did want to make an access in respect of information held, you can send a letter or email card to the organisation that holds the data holding your personal details, and you can ask for a copy of the information. Normally this takes about 40 days to process, and it's at a small cost. Normally, for example, it will be about €7, John.
Now, looking at things from the other side, we spoke about a private person, an individual, myself or yourself, dealing with organisations, dealing with government departments to whom we give information. But looking at it from the department's attitude, or looking at it from the employer's or the organisation's side, would an employer or an organisation have obligations in respect of the data pertaining to their employees or to their customers? Should a company, an organisation or an employer be responsible for safeguarding information given to them in good faith by you or I as individuals?
Certainly, there would be a fairly onerous obligation in my view, and that's going to even change further now with the advent of the GDPR, which are known as the General Data Protection Regulations, which will be enforced from the 25th of May 2018. It comes into law from the 25th of May 2018, and certainly the implications are far-reaching. It's going to affect every individual and business, including farmers. The GDPR will give individuals greater control over their data by setting out additional and more clearly defined rights for individuals whose personal data is collected and processed by organisation. The GDPR also is going to impose corresponding and greatly increased obligations on organisations that collect this data. organisations and businesses collecting and processing personal data will be required to meet a very high standard in how they collect, use and protect data, and they must be fully transparent to individuals about how they're using and safeguarding personal data, including by providing this information in an easily accessible, concise and easy to understand manner. I might also mention that organisations and businesses who breach the law, the Data Protection Commissioner has been given more robust powers to impose very substantial sanctions, including the power to impose fines. Under the new law, the Data Protection Commissioner will be able to fine organisations up to 20 million or 4% of total global turnover for the most serious infringements. The GDPR will also permit individuals to seek compensation through the courts for breaches of their data privacy rights.
Scanning some of the business sections and journals and books, etc., back on Monday 9th of April, business section, Irish Examiner, Cork firms not data ready. And then back earlier, Thursday, 5th of April, 2018, in Karen Walsh's column there, the regular column in the Farming Supplement, Irish Examiner, Farming, Social Media, GDPR, are you ready for it all? So this is something I think I would imagine an awful lot of people will not be ready for this, and ignorance being no defence in the face of the law. Could I ask you, Stephen, if there are people listening who would like to sort this out or have someone take over, they're busy enough dealing with problems, would you or personnel at Walsh & Partners be willing to take inquiries from people? And if so, you might give details of how people could contact you to find out how GDPR affects their business and try and arrange a consultation with you if they find it's necessary to take action quickly.
The deadline is very close, and I agree to you that people shouldn't certainly take this for granted. If you did have any inquiries and wanted to speak with anybody in our office, including myself, our phone number is 021-427-0200, and you can email us at info@walshandpartners.ie. We're based on 17 South Mallin Court.
Walsh & Partners and your good self, you deal with all aspects of farming law, all legal issues as they would affect farmers, I understand.
We deal with all legal issues, and if you did have any legal inquiry, no matter what it is, we would be more than happy to speak to anyone on a case-for-case basis. And again, I'd advise you to call that number of 021-427-0200.
Well, that's fine, and certainly an eye-opener there for many people, including myself, regarding GDPR and the necessity to move quickly to make sure that your staff and you personally are fully au fait, fully familiar with all aspects of GDPR implementation by the deadline of 25th of May 2018. And you outlined some horrific financial penalties and consequences of not complying with the requirements of GDPR.
There's a couple of steps there that people may consider taking. If you go on the GDPR website, it is very helpful, and particularly in respect of organisations, they set out 12 steps that you should potentially consider when implementing the GDPR. I won't call them all out now, but some of the key steps are awareness, accountability and communication with staff in respect of the changes. Also, data requests will change under GDPR, as will reporting breaches. They mention it's called an impact assessment, which may need to be carried out for businesses. I think this will be particularly applicable to bigger businesses, and bigger businesses also may be appointing what's called a data protection officer. Again, I'd emphasize that the GDPR will affect all individuals and businesses, and it's important to prepare for these. And if there are breaches, you could potentially be liable for a fine or prosecution.
But for a deeper understanding of what we've been talking about, back on Thursday, 5th of April 2018, in the Irish Examiner Farming Supplement, in Karen Walsh's column there, there's quite a detailed outline there of what's involved. And of course, you personally would be able to answer any inquiries.
If you go into the Data Protection Commissioner website in Ireland, it'll certainly lead you on to these steps that I did mention.
People nowadays know if they want to find out more about anything, check with the Google. So you could Google in GDPR and you'll find out more about it. And if by any chance you find that, well, your company, your organisation would be vulnerable to heavy fines if you didn't implement a GDPR by the deadline of 25th of May, well, they may turn to you or another solicitor or another person to find out more. But certainly an eye-opener there. Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Stephen Coppinger, solicitor with Walsh & Partners, 17 South Mallin, Cork City. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, John.